This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is a big move tomorrow for the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market, and Board President, Market Manager Aaron Maidlow in. You're ready to trek across town. Tell us about it.
Yeah, tomorrow's our opening day at the 500 block of Southeast Jackson in downtown Roseburg for the farmers market. We're pretty excited.
So talk about all the logistics in making this change.
Well, we've been working on it for several months. So we heard a lot of suggestions on where folks would like to hold the market. We had a lot of offers from around town, so we checked all of those out. And the one that panned out with the most parking and the most spots for vendors was this block of Jackson Street, and it gives us room to expand to. So we have mapped out all the parking, and we plan to get those maps out today. We've mapped out where the vendors and the food trucks and things go, so we're hoping it goes smoothly.
And so then you close down the street, right?
Yes, the 500 block of Jackson Street will be closed down from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. each Saturday from now on.
So that gets you between which streets?
Between Oak and Washington.
There we go. Okay. So that gives people an idea of where it's going to be. And the market is done. I mean, it's people are just excited about farmers markets. It seemed like after the pandemic, the interest in that really went up.
Yeah. Our area saw a unique opportunity during the pandemic. We have so many producers who farm year-round and have products year-round. And so our market stayed open, and we actually had really great sales during the pandemic. And from then, the market has just grown.
And talk about how you got involved in all this.
I've been a board member, I think, for 4 years now. I became the board president this past March, but I've worked in food systems in Douglas County for about 11 years since I first moved here. And so I've wanted to be on the board for quite a while, and then there was finally an opening, and I hopped on, and it fits really well with my day job of Umpqua Valley Farm to School. And so it's just kind of been a natural fit. I do a lot of food systems work in the southwestern Oregon and statewide region, so this kind of is a great opportunity to expand on all of that and work together.
Now, if somebody hasn't actually been at the farmers market tomorrow, talk about the diversity of things they'll find.
Oh, gosh. You can find everything at the farmers market, from crafts to muffins to candles to cupcakes to lots of fresh seasonal produce. We have seafood. We have pork and beef and what else is there? There's even a massage therapist there. There's tie-dye from the Simon Twins. There are food trucks. There's live music each week. Tomorrow, Jesse Jackson, who is a member of the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe, will be there to do a blessing on the market and the vendors. So he'll be there 8:30, and then the market starts at 9, and he'll do his blessing on the market at 9.
And if people want to come down, then they can go check out the market. But by the time you're open, a lot of the stores downtown are too.
Yeah. So we're really hoping to tie in with some of the stores downtown and build relationships so that we can have events together. Shop Small Saturday is coming up, and we're going to do an event for that. And we would really just love to tie in with the local businesses. There's a lot of research behind downtown farmers markets and how it increases local business. Bringing, you know, the people that are coming to shop at the farmers market tend to spend more time downtown and shop at those businesses too.
And with coming to a farmers market, you've got an opportunity to buy something, whether it's food or something else. I mean, right, literally sometimes from the person responsible for producing it and harvesting.
Right. That's what I love about the farmers market is your dollars go directly to the producer's hands instead of going through distributors and transportation and all the other things that really take money away from the producers. By shopping local at the farmers market, your dollars go directly back into our economy and back into those farms and small businesses.
So what are the hours for farmers market?
The hours are 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 50 weeks out of the year. We close between Christmas and New Year's, and those are the only 2 weeks of the year that we close.
And obviously it's Oregon, so you're doing this rain or shine.
We are doing it rain or shine. So tomorrow, wear your rain boots and your raincoats. A lot of times I take a wagon with me if I know I'm going to get a lot of products. I can load my wagon, bring your tote bags, bring all your rain gear, and come have a good time with us.
And you've got parking, like you mentioned. I mean, a lot of parking really pretty nearby.
Yeah, there truly is a lot of parking downtown. There's a lot of two-hour parking. There's some lots with four-hour parking. There's also the bottom floor of the parking garage, which is four-hour free parking. So we will be putting out a map today. And we've also measured how many minutes it takes to walk from each area, and it'll be highlighted on that map, too.
All right. Now, what's the website for the Farmers Market?
UVFarmersMarket.com.
All right. Aaron Maylow from the Farmers Market heading downtown tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
8:37 at the Morning Report.